Red or blue hymn book? It's a first world problem, as they say.
Jesus reigns.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. I didn't give out warning ahead of time because I didn't want you to get nervous or have performance anxiety or stage fright. But you have all been selected this evening as my choice choir. And we'll raise our voice in praise together to the Heavenly Father. It's one of my favorite things to do. To come and sing hymns to His great glory, uniting our voices together as brethren in Christ. What a wonderful way to end the day. And what a wonderful way to end this day. The theme has come up time and again, to trust in Christ. He is a mighty Savior. He's the chosen Lamb of God. He loved us so much that He was willing to come to this earth, a rich man beyond our imagination, who became poor for our sake, to lay down His life that we might live. This is one that we can trust. And what a blessed state it is. Trust in Jesus. Let's raise our voices together to that effect and sing Trust in Christ.
Glory, cheer my heart, oh, raise me near.
great work of grace has begun. It continues in your heart and mine. And what a glorious ending it will be when we appear before His face and when we know Him even as we are known. What a glorious moment. Trusting in Jesus because He loves us so. Childlike faith looks to Him in every crisis of life. Childlike faith looks to Him in those quiet moments and seeks solace for our hearts. Trusting in Jesus, the element simplicity of the Christian faith. What a beautiful creation the Heavenly Father has laid out here on this earth. And yet I think that its beauty fairly compares with the glories that will appear when His kingdom is in full sway and the earth has been perfected, when the human race has been returned to fellowship with their Creator, and when the church is at last complete and turns together with their Lord for the blessing of all the nations of the earth. Jesus extends these comforting words to us, saying, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Yes, it's a yoke and it's a burden. But they're not like the yoke and the burdens that we experienced before we came to the Lord. All human beings in this world have burdens that they bear. And some are incredibly heavy. But the burden that He gives us to bear is just right. And we find it light. As it is a burden that leads to eternal life. Let's raise our voices in praise together for this blessed union with Christ in wearing the easy yoke. Thank you. found it so. I found it so. Have you? I know you have. He leads us as a shepherd leads his sheep. He is kind to us. He protects us. One of the tenderest stories of Jesus' concern is the parable of the 99 and 1. You know, if you got a 99% on a test in school, well, that was an A. Matter of fact, in some schools, a 90 or so was an A, and 80 was a B. And so if we applied this to the parable, well, you could lose 20 of your sheep and still be a B student. Lose 30 of them, you got a C, what they call it, the gentleman's C. Lose 30 of your sheep and you're okay. But Jesus is not okay with that. He had his 99, and he wanted the one back. Each is precious to him. He is the good shepherd, and he is the one who opens the gate to eternal life. We look to him with that childlike trust, knowing that he will always look out for our best interests in all things. He said to us in John, the 10th chapter, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow with him, because they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. They know the voice of their shepherd. We know the voice of our shepherd." He said to us further, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Jesus is the door, and beckons us to enter in through him. What do we find on the other side? What are we leaving? We're leaving the darkness of this world, entering a door where, by the eye of faith now, we see the brilliance of the divine character. "Show us the Father," the disciples said to Jesus. And he said, "Have I been with you so long? Have you not seen me? He that has seen me has seen the Father." The good and gentle Jesus, the loving, caring, inclusive Jesus, was the very image of our Heavenly Father. He is the door. Again, our voices raised together will praise him as the door, the way, the truth, the life.
Thank you.
come in with thankful hearts and praise. Why? Because we get to walk in heaven's appointed ways. Straight is the gate, narrow the way that leads to eternal life. Few there be that find it. Have you found it? What a privilege. What a privilege to walk in heaven's appointed ways, the ways of righteousness and peace, the ways of joy in the Heavenly Father, in the ways of exercising that magnanimous, selfless love that we learn from the gospel of Christ. I am the door. Come in. Come in. It's dark in there. It's cold. Come in. Be warm. Be illuminated. Our last hymn this evening is The Gate Ajar. It's a hymn filled with wonderment and praise at the miracle that the gate is left ajar for me. We have the privilege of entering into it. Brother.
Thank you.
shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect, when it is God that is justified? Who will lay any condemnation upon the Lord's people, when it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Will tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, will nakedness, will peril, or the sword? They haven't done that to the Lord's people in time past. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, and though I read these words, it's not merely reading them. I am persuaded. That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. With these vesper thoughts lilting in our minds, may they lend a fragrance to your meditations in the evening, and may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and mind and your minds in Christ Jesus.